Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to the show. This is the Armor Report, Algorithmic Risk Management Research, and this is a show about investing in the millennial stock market. It's using the combination of fundamental analysis of companies and themes that we want to invest in, but combining that with millennial tools, particularly algorithms, to help us execute correctly and manage our risk. I like to start off every show with a discussion of where our top five algorithms that address the top five indexes are in their life cycle of risk. So we follow the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the small cap index, and the momentum index, those five. We have proprietary algorithms that help us manage our risk that follow each of those five indexes and are geared towards the volatility of each index, which is different. And from those five flows all of our investment decisions. So, as you all know who have been following me on this show, on the podcast, or what have you, we started at the end of September saying, look, our algorithms on the small cap and mid cap are telling you risk is elevated, reduce exposure to those sectors. Small caps have been leading the whole market down during this bear market and are down more than any other index from its highs, which is more than 21%, 22% now. If you follow us on our website, rosenthalcapital.com, you can see our model portfolios, conservative, balanced, and aggressive portfolios. These are typically long-only strategies in the equity markets. These portfolios are all at Interactive Brokers. Anybody can link their account to these portfolios and start executing using algorithms today. Those portfolios have been primarily cash since the beginning of October. Let me say that again. Those portfolios have been primarily cash, which you can monitor on our website. We've been carrying, and right now we are in 100% cash positions. We're carrying treasury bills during this market collapse. Risk management research. For those of you who are new investors, I'm trying to help you out here. The way to create alpha, outperformance versus the indexes, the way to increase your net worth meaningfully over time is to avoid the potholes in the market, to avoid these collapses that wreck your net worth and wreck the effort you've made over the last 12 months, let's say, investing for the long term. I'd like to invest for the long term too. As long as we're in an uptrend, I want to hold stocks as long as possible. But we still have to manage risk and reduce exposure when things start to get ugly. Otherwise, what's the point of what we're doing here? If you look at these big indexes, the S&P and the small cap index have completely reversed the rally that started in August of 2017, wiped it out. You're back to where you started in August of 2017, and that's if you own the indexes. God forbid you've been putting money to work at the beginning of 2018 in January, and then you tried to do it again in July and August, and you weren't paying attention to the risks, and you didn't protect your capital in September. If you just keep putting money to work in the market without any regard to risk management, you end up in a situation like this, which is 2.5 or 3 months later, you've wiped out all your gains from the last 12 to 24 months. What's the point? What are we doing here? I'll tell you what we're doing on our trading desk. This is a real live trading desk. I'm managing my own capital. Those model portfolios at Interactive Brokers, it's all my capital. And what we do here is we do our fundamental research. We find the themes we want to own. We find the stocks we want to own. But then we use these algorithms to tell us when to add risk and when to take risk off. It's that simple. And at times like this, when the market's plummeting, our algorithms protect us in a meaningful way. The markets are down more than three times what our model portfolios are down in the last 3 months. More than three times. That is alpha. That's risk management, and it's alpha. And it's going to set up massive outperformance in the years to come because of how we use algorithms to help us execute. Now, notice what I said. The markets are down more than three times what we're down in these model portfolios on average here in these portfolios. These are long-only portfolios. Forget about our aggressive portfolio where we buy equity index puts and we made some good money recently. Just forget that for a minute. Just look at the model portfolios that are only allowed to be long the market. Well, the averages are down more than three times what we're down from our highs. Major outperformance for us in the last 3 months, and that will lock in major outperformance for years to come. See, the market's collapsing. We have huge amounts of cash. Every time our algorithms on these five indexes give us risk on opportunities now, we'll put capital to work and we'll lock in that alpha. That's how it works. Now, that's called active management. And for about 9 years, but really probably about 6 years, central banks outlawed active management. When I say outlawed, what I mean is when central banks opened up the spigots for quantitative easing 3 and said, we're going to buy and we're going to have no limit to how much we're going to buy and we're going to be adding liquidity, and the Central Bank of Japan and the Central Bank of Europe and all the Western central banks are just buying assets like crazy and buying equity markets, printing their own currency and buying S&P futures. It became pointless to be an active manager. And that's why we have a bubble in passive management right now. At a time when you need active managers the most of them have been put out of business in the last 6 years. And what people don't understand, and I'm trying to impart to you, I hope I'm getting through, because it's going to get ugly before it gets good again. It's going to get uglier. You're going to need active management. And particularly algorithms. Algorithms dominate 80% of all activity on major exchanges. So if you're not using algorithms for your risk on, risk off opportunities, you know, it's like bringing a butter knife to a gunfight, right? You're dead. I started this whole show about algorithmic investing in the millennial market just to help you, just to make algorithms easily accessible to an individual investor. But I want to get back to what I was saying, that the markets are down more than three times what our model portfolios are down, okay? We're losing money in the last 3 months. This is not a strategy to top tick the market, and it's not a strategy to bottom tick the market. The algorithms help us protect capital, but we always give a little bit back off of the top. It's going to happen. And we're going to look to buy the market when we get risk on signals. And hey, the market could be up 3 to 5% from the lows before I put money to work based on the algorithms. I'm not trying to bottom tick. We're just looking for windows, and then we capture this alpha. We're going to have this alpha for years now. It's beautiful. So getting back to actionable information of what you can do in a market environment like this, all five of our indexes algorithms, index algorithms, are telling us to remain in cash. So number one, for the conservative investor who has 100% treasury bills, like we're suggesting, and perhaps you've been following this podcast since August now, and you're in that position. Okay, the first thing you could do is just relax. Go play golf. Go fish. Go do whatever your favorite hobby is. Forget about it. Let the market crater. And when we get risk on opportunities, I'll let you know. Follow me on Twitter, hashtag Armor Report. I'll put it in my blog post. We got a blog post about the bear market we call Stalking the Bear. And when we get risk on opportunities in the bear market, I'll let you know. But for now, forget it. Don't try to call the bottom. Don't watch CNBC. They're always trying to call the bottom. They trot out guys on CNBC and other financial networks, and they talk about buy and hold investing. They talk about, hey, if you liked your stocks a year ago, you must love them today. That is the most ridiculous investment advice I can ever think of. The most ridiculous investment advice. You liked them a year ago. You're dramatically underwater now, so you must like them more. That's not how you run money, guys. That is not how you manage risk. So for conservative guys, just forget it. Relax. You're in a good position. You got a lot of treasury bills. You're collecting 2% yield. You wait for the next risk-on window to open up. You do your homework. Do research on the cannabis stocks. I've put up a comprehensive blog post that I'm going to constantly update every time new pieces of information come out on the marijuana space. There's an investing super cycle that's unfolding in cannabis stocks over the next 1 to 3 to 5 years to 10 years. And we're going to be on it on this desk. It's the number one group theme at the top of our whiteboard. And I started this blog post to help you and to help me remember that as the market plummets. They're crushing the cannabis stocks right now. Why? Simple. No institutional sponsorship. These stocks are owned by retail investors and short-term traders. And in a bear market, that's death. Does that mean the theme's no good because the stocks are down 50% in the last 3 months? No. No, it means that if you're using algorithmic risk management, you don't own the stocks right now, and you love what's going on. They're crushing these stocks down to prices that make no sense. That's great. We'll scoop them up next time we have a risk-on opportunity. In the meantime, check out the blog post. It's on rosenthalcapital.com under the algorithmic risk, algorithmic investment research. And couple things I've updated today about the cannabis space that are very important. But the number one thing, you can go read it. I'm just going to share one thing with you that's really important. RBC Capital, a big investment bank in Canada, is getting into the investment banking aspects of the marijuana space for the first time. The reason this is important, it's another watershed event. We're connecting the dots to an investment super cycle. Right now, these stocks are owned by retail investors and short-term traders. There's no real institutional sponsorship of the space, and there's zero investment banking coverage. You've got small companies, Canaccord Genuity, no disrespect, you're a small regional in Canada. The best time to own stocks at the beginning of a super cycle is when institutions start to put money into a space. And what brings institutions into a space is when big investment banks start doing M&A in the space, collecting their fees. And like it or not, what that means they do is they start writing research reports recommending purchase. This is easy, guys. This is easy. RBC is not the only one out there that's going to be involved in the space now. They're just the first ones. Probably in 6 to 12 months, you're going to start to see brokerage recommendations from major investment banks. And this will really begin the rush of capital from institutions into this space. So as they sell them off, just applaud. Bring them to us. Bring them to us. I'm not buying them yet. We get a risk on signal. That's where we go first. Okay, let's get back to the indexes and how we manage this bear market. We are approaching If you're following again on Twitter, hashtag Armor Report, I'm trying to update you as fast as I can on what our targets are. The small caps in the S&P have completely reversed the rally from August of 2017. We had a risk-on entry point on August 2017 that led to a massive run-up August, September, October, November, December, January. Okay? Market peaked January 2018. That entire move has been destroyed. It's over. The S&P and the small caps have reversed it all. The Dow and the NASDAQ 100 are still above that price point. So I've put out targets for you. I said 245 on the S&P was an expected target. We're at 244 and change right now. So we're crushing through that target. We had a target on the 135, I think it was, on the small caps, and we're crushing through that. 136 on the small caps. Small caps are trading at 129 and change. So it only goes to figure that the NASDAQ and the Dow are going to come down and close that gap, which is 220 on the Dow and 145 on the NASDAQ triple Qs. We're at 149, 150 right now on the NASDAQ. We're at 228 on the Dow. So there's still some more pain in here before all the indexes have erased that move. And that will be really the first place where I would guess we'll get some stabilization and we'll look for a risk on entry point. We're also blowing through the bottom of this new downtrend that we're in. And even in 2008, which is one of the worst bear markets in history and a financial crisis, the markets did follow a behavior of trading to the bottom of the downtrending channel and then rallying back up to the top, and trading to the bottom of the channel and rallying back to the top. So right now we're in the midst of panic. We're at the end of the year. We got in the midst of tax loss selling. So we're crushing through the bottom of that channel. And I would expect that to reverse and a run back up to the top of the channel at some point. And we're going to try to capture that on an intraday basis. And I'll let you know, by the way, I'll tell you when we're trying to capture that. On an intraday basis, how are we trading this? I like to look to get long intraday for ripping rallies as shorts cover. There haven't been many opportunities in this market. This has been an unreal sell-off. But when I do it, and maybe I'll do a quick video for you so I can screen capture and show you what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll do it later if I have the time. But what I look for are sell-offs in the markets that last for an hour or more. We're in that right now, okay? And then a crescendo selling that results in a volume spike. Volume is defined how I define it. Sorry, that's the secret sauce. When we get that spike, if the average that's experiencing that behavior, if prices then close above the high of that spike bar, that's when we get long. Because to us, that triggers a rally at the very least back to the VWAP. This is precisely what happened yesterday at around 224 in the market. And it ripped back to the VWAP and above the VWAP. There was a huge trade in there from 224 up to 250. It didn't even take a lot of time. It took like a half an hour. And it was a lot of money made. So I'm going to be looking for that trade again today. I don't know when it's going to show up, but there'll be a point where the sell-off gets ugly enough that the thing just bottoms with huge volume, and then we get a snapback. This is intense selling right now, and I'll tell you what, we're going into the weekend. Holy smokes, if there's not a recovery, then the potential for a crash on Monday morning gets larger and larger. The volatility is so fierce, though, I'm not a big short seller down here. I think it's insane at this point. I think I'd rather just carry cash. I've booked my profits short. Look, I wish I was still short, right? The market's plummeting. But I made a lot of money short in a short period of time. And I'm content to just collect my my yield and treasury bills and then look for intraday trading opportunities. I really don't want to have overnight positions. The snapback rallies are going to be vicious. I wonder if you guys can hear that. I have a pug next door. He's living in, he's making a little bit of noise. Forgive him. He's 18 years old. Okay. So anyway, that's how we're going to be trading this today. I'm looking for long opportunities on crescendo selling, particularly into the weekend. I mean, if it just sells straight off the rest of the day, I mean, we're in the midst of a crash and holding treasury bills, nothing wrong with that. And it's just, it's getting better and better and better for us who are using the ARMA report to manage assets. You know, the market's down three times what we're down. Soon it's going to be four and five times, right? And at that point, there's such massive outperformance for us that every time we get a risk on buy signal, we put capital to work and capture that spread of outperformance. This is going to be a beautiful thing. All right. I titled this show, I better get to this. I titled the show, It's Time for Gold and Silver. Now, you guys have been following me the last couple months know we've done this twice before. We've made money twice. Small money, but we made money. Got long the gold and silver stocks, got out, got long, got out. Please go to my Twitter feed. It's incredibly important. You look. I'll give you a minute. Hashtag ARMR report, A-R-M-R report. You're going to see a chart of gold. GLD is the ETF you can look at. I'm a big fan of Fibonacci's in every way. We use them in our day trading. We use them in our swing trading. We use them in our long-term buy and hold investing strategies. I like support and resistance lines using Fibonacci's. One of my favorite tools to determine when a long-term downtrend is over is the theory that an asset has to break three trend lines. It breaks three trend lines, then a reversal is unfolding. And I actually drew this chart, this Fibonacci chart. I actually drew it in 2015. 2012 was the peak of gold, and in 2015, I drew this Fibonacci trend line reversal chart, and I haven't looked at it. 3 years. 3 years, the market's been going down. These stocks are just terrible. But they broke one trend line in the last 3 years. Then they broke another trend line to the upside in the last 3 years. We are right now this week breaking the third trend line after a retest. In other words, we broke the trend line earlier in the year, came back and tested it. Now we're breaking it again. This is long term, guys. This is a long term trend change. There's been a massive bear market in precious metals that's been brutal for anybody who thought precious metals would go up when the Fed was doing quantitative easing. It didn't happen. It just didn't happen. But there's synergies in the world and synergies in the market, and pendulums swing. And I find it incredibly interesting that gold is breaking out of its third downtrend since 2012 using Fibonacci extension, Fibonacci retracement lines and extension lines, resistance lines. It's breaking out at the very same time that the Fed, the ECB, Japanese Central Bank are all reducing or stopping QE or actually quantitatively tightening now. Okay, so this is a time where you would think gold would not go up. When central banks were trashing their fiat currency, you thought gold would go up. It didn't. It got crushed. Now central banks are doing the opposite and gold's breaking out. The market loves to do the opposite of what people think. It's happening now. I love to get you on the right side of reward versus risk. I talk about it almost every single podcast. The reward from here in precious metals is huge. The move hasn't even started yet. When these stocks get going, they double and triple in a 6 to 12 month period. The risk to me is about 10% downside from here. They drop 10%, I'll go back to cash and I'll start over. But I am initiating long positions again in all three of my strategies. I'm the conservative, balanced, and aggressive. All three of my strategies. I'm initiating positions in gold and silver. We're using the ETF, CEF, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, as our tool to invest in the hard asset. It's a closed-end fund that owns physical gold and silver, not paper. This is real now. Don't forget GLD and SLV, the traditional ETFs everyone looks at. Well, they used to be just paper. I don't know. Maybe in the last few years they've gone to trying to buy the real asset. I don't remember now. I have to look at that. I'll look that up for you. But historically, they don't actually own the metal. They're just a tracking stock. CEF owns the metal. And it's trading at a ridiculous discount. CEF stock is trading at $12.13. The actual metal that it owns would value the stock at $12.75. This is how oversold these stocks are. Nobody cares about them. No one thinks they can go up. They were supposed to go up when central banks were adding liquidity and doing QE. They didn't. Now central banks are reducing liquidity and not doing QE, and they're starting to go up. And this thing's got a fat discount in it. So we're adding that to portfolios. We're adding, of course, GDX. It's the easiest way to play the stocks. Gold, Delta, X-Ray, GDX. And then my favorite individual stock in that space is Royal Gold, RGLD. That tends to be the institutional favorite. It's a royalty play. It carries higher margins. It's just the favorite of institutions. So we own that stock. Those are the three ways we're going to play this. So I got to wrap up now. It's time to go back to work. There's some things I just didn't get a chance to get to with you. We'll have to talk about it on Monday. Be safe out there. Don't feel like you have to do anything. All of our algorithms are telling us risk off. Take this opportunity to have some personal time, relax, leave your desk. Rest assured, when it's time to put capital back to work, our algorithms will tell you. And I'll tell you. I'll share the information with you that we're executing right here on our trading desk. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks for listening, guys.